Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings. Values. Values of humanity. That's what was on my mind. Amale. Reason. Toxie. What is the reason? We're still out here. Why? Why we still day? Heaven sweet, nobody want go. But the day we day, why we day? Why we no want go? What are the values that sustain us? What are the African values? What are the Western values? What are American values? What are Russian values? What are Chinese values? Malaysian values? Indonesian values? What are the values to our, humanity? Values. Because it's really what I think we should really, discuss going into the month, going into Ramadan. We're already in the month of Ramadan. Today is the 9th of March. Man, thank God we are alive, 2024. We've lost a lot of lives based on what is happening in Gaza. We know it as a fact. And to the glory of God still, for the ones we lost, the martyrs they have become. But in going forward, and as we'll be fasting, we need to ask ourselves, what are the true values of this our humanity? Because we are all just but humans. What are the values? And really, let's enter the dictionary like I always try to do. Value is defined as a regard that something is held to deserve. The importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Use. It goes further to say, values are individual beliefs that motivate people to act one way or the other. Values serve as guide to human behavior. It's a guide. So value is what is there to us, is what is said to be important. But in the definitions of value and the values to our humanity and the high regard we hold valuable things, money is actually not mentioned. Why do you think that is? Because money is value. But the values is based on belief. To do this or to do this. And it serves humanity. Now, if you check more meanings and you go around, do everything you have to do concerning the meaning or understanding of this word value. After you get there, ask yourself, between value and money, which one is more valuable? Because, there are lots of examples to show that humanity is above money, because the values of humanity is more than the value of money. The rich also cry, they always say. And I always wonder why they always emphasize on the rich also cry. But nonsense. Everybody cries. But the poor also laughs. They never say that. The happiness, you understand, the happiness inside people is really not about how much is in their pocket, because sadness is not far from even the rich. So why is this Western and European culture of money above everything? Why does it even have a human face? Why have we allowed it to have a human face? Now, I agree that from time past, from beginning of time as it has been recorded, it has always been about wars, supremacies. But we've come a long way since that time. And I think the leadership of the world right now, they are deluded. You see, first, the imperialist America, which is actually the baby of, the kingdoms of Europe, Spain has a king, England has a king, Belgium has a king, France, you know. So the monarchy created the beast. But I still have not found out why everybody is afraid of the beast called the US. I don't know. Look, Zionism gave them, you understand, there's something Zionism has actually given them. And I think it's a sustenance in the path of wars. It is, you know, this aggregation of fear as a life, not joy as a way of living. Do you understand what I'm saying? The aggregation of all Zionists do is the subversion based on fear. They use that fear factor. In every single facet of their life is always fear. Chaos, calamity. Gbogbo principality and calamity, ati lo ati payeti. In Africa, we deal with our blacks. Do you understand? Everything is about fear. You have to hold a gun so that someone doesn't kill you. Why should someone just see you and want to kill you? They have not answered that. It's always about security. But who are you securing yourself against? Who are you securing yourself against? They live in fear. And this is actually because they feel inferior. They try to now overcompensate as if they are superior. Meanwhile, they are concealing their inferiority. They are not known to be confident beings. They need a tool to make them a man. Because they are tool. They are follow con, not get mouth, watermark. Right now, it's true now. Right from when Africans have been, you know, Mandingo things. We took good, quality, confidence. But you see, for them to remain on top, they always attack value. Do you know that? And it was just this year. I just sat down. Some Nigerian youths were just talking about the caterpillar that it was, you know, designed from an insect. And I said, yes, that's true. I said, but you can design yours from any other thing. Do you know what this youth told me? They said, everybody that tries to do anything new, they will always kill. And I'm like, damn. It is a truth that the world knows of Zionists. But my problem is, why are our governments, especially in Africa, afraid of them? What is the word of mouth that they have used to try to tie their spirit and humanity down? Because it's disgraceful right now. The whole of the Middle East, they are bombing Palestinians off the surface of the earth. Everybody's talking. Mohammed bin Sams is organizing, what do you call it, boxing matches. And all these things are just to, you know, carry people's mind. Because this Anthony Joshua, now he's a Nigerian. He's mentioning the UK. You see, they are trying to manipulate the information, everything using money, but forgetting the meaning of values. It's not about your money. It's about the regard that you are given. So after all these Zionist stunts, what value has he added to them? And they make money from it. But despite that money, what value has it added to them as Zionists? That's brought them a lot of disrespect and hate. As a legacy. They are always trying to, you know, they are always fighting to be supreme. But their inferiority is always coming to the fore, constantly. I was just looking at the video now, that most of those in the Senate and House of Reps in America are old. It is the same subjugating force of Zionists that has been holding it down for decades. The people in America are suffocating. Right? If you go to the UK, you say the government is fucked. If you go to France, it doesn't work. Now, in all that their calamity, it's a calamity to behold. The lies, you understand? The lies, constant lying, is to show how primitive they are. You see, when you have built empires based on falsehood, sustenance is now becoming their problem. I always told them, I am boasting it. You mean, Salenzo, I am boasting. I said it now. I have more than 150 episodes. I said whatever they say, they will use it to tie them around. Are they? Not me now. People are using it. They are seeing their double standards. They are seeing their desperation values. You see, in all their desperation, the devaluation of them is just becoming magnified. You can see, when an American, I just saw a snippet of the State of the Union address by vampire in human skin called Biden. And even I was shocked at the strength of his voice, because he's a weakling that has just been murmuring all over the place for some months. And it was the American that asked it, that what drugs did they give him? Now, the fact that he had to go through all that to just give us that clip. And what he's saying about that, he will put a peer. Someone that doesn't love you cannot just start to love you. There is what we don't know inside that matter. And it will still come to the fore. And the world should get ready. Look, I threaten you, Zionist. Look, I did it on 2 episodes. The fact that, if it comes to the odor that comes. But you see, it's still in value, because you can say something, even if you have used the best toothpaste, everywhere will just start to ooze. Because it's a feeling it gives, you know. It's repulsive. Now, they are now saying that Israel will come and help by all those ones that are lies now. To the glory of God, me not knowing what will happen. But for all of us fighting for our freedom, because it's happening in Palestine, it's happening in Congo, it's happening in Sudan. There is this, I don't know whether it's a fear factor, and it can only be a fear factor that they are using to subvert African leaders. I don't know what it is, and they are not confessing. Politicians have dirty secrets, but we are beyond secrets, because the lies are just there. And I've always said it. I run a podcast here by people know I'm shameless. As it be now, nah, me run now. I don't run from what I do. Now, one person, that chicken normally and the guy, they're coming out now. I fuck up. Who never fuck up before? Raise your hand. There's always this permutation of reality, you understand? Which is what always make them think they are on a superior pedestal. But that pedestal is false, because they've lost every single war, even Palestinian war. They lost it. The ground forces cannot. They died. They killed them in their thousands. And they now have a matching number of women and children as a result of the contest, driving over defenseless people, as you understand, the masculinity of their might. What value does it give? You see, they are so deluded. They are deluded. Bibi Netanyahu said he will come and liberate Africa. Africa is actually, you understand, subjugated, because they are a member of the World Bank. We know, an IMF. And these African leaders are so retarded that they forget that we create money. We don't wait in Africa. At least in Nigeria that I know. Person go enter ground, collect grains, till the ground to make that money he's spending. He's not waiting for government. You see the problem? Unlike theirs, there they have big corporations running the agriculture, only them sell. So at the end of the day, they have absolute control. They are the ones doing everything, but it's not so in Africa. So when, like, President Tinubu and his friend, that is his finance minister, are saying now that they printed 22.5 trillion naira, and so, is it not Nigeria that did it? You now that you are saying they printed money, and you are saying there was no productivity, which is a complete lie. Because Buhari was very open in everything he did. He said the CBN will give money to farmers so that they can plant and grow what we eat. President Tinubu is saying he will not allow importation. And he's now saying there was no productivity with ways and means. Are you talking to Tatars? The president, the admission of President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the Jagaban, he can lie. Lies everywhere. They have given one point, they have started the road. You see, when Umay is lying, I'm like, are you sane? We're in the world with digital camera now. I go even put a bag. He said they don't start this Lagos Coastal Road. Anybody where they stay along that line, I go even they call them. If you don't see them, if you don't see them, maybe we call them out. Why all the lies? Egypt now, they said they should devalue their money before they give them 8 billion. How much is 8 billion in this life? Nigeria, according to all the transactions last year, according to NIBS, it was 600 trillion naira. We are very rich people, even inside all this nonsense that they stole $26 billion from Tinubu administration. Someone that is investigating ways and means, you understand, saying that there's no productivity, should tell us what he produced with $26.5 billion. Inside just 2 months, he lost $26.5 billion. Ghana will not get a loan if they don't, man, no start to the knack, man. Uganda, the same thing. Now, when will this our leaders grow the balls to tell us? Because this administration in Nigeria is always talking about, if you want to protest, there is not chaos. Meanwhile, they are the ones loading the chaos. You can imagine the responsibility of the Nigerian police from head to toe. No, you can't say from head to toe. I can say at the headquarters. Because in this police that I'm talking about, some policemen have refused bribe. 4 million, 1 million, 2 million. But you see all those ones at the yoga? Because if not that, why would the Nigerian police be saying they want to persecute someone that revealed a tomato product? When the freedom of right, freedom of speech and expression is ingrained as a fundamental right in the constitution. Now, these youths have scattered Nigeria before. I will just remind you, and stop playing with their emotions. Because look at Mohbad, Justice for Mohbad. They have not, this useless Nigerian police, you can't say they are useless, but this useless hierarchy. You can't say the Nigerian police, because when this kidnapping came, they were still the one that nipped it in the bud. But there's this penchant to dehumanize people, and these lies I can't stand. Because how can a responsible force say that they have not done autopsy for Mohbad's body for how many months? Meanwhile, someone that went to buy a tomato paste, because you got a call, you understand, from a Risco food boss, he complained to HQ about a matter that is in Lagos. I don't think they do that tomato paste in even Abuja. Just call a guy. And that one must have collected money. Now, all these injustices, police officers went to collect 18 million. There is really no truth. There is no justice in President Bola Tinubu administration. There is nothing like truth. There is not one thing. They are just lying. Now, you see, what I want the administration to understand is the fact that this is not 1999. We are well into a digital age where information is everywhere. So the more you try to lie, life is a camera roll now. You just enter the media, you are thinking you are in America. Look at America now. You see, their inferiority complex is getting to them. Every word that comes out of their mouth, Americans are laughing. And what do you think we are doing? Because when a finance minister that has not discussed one single financial transaction, now when they went to Qatar, the president said he will head the team, and I'm like, why is he heading the team? Why is it the finance minister? What is he financing? They keep on lying that inflow. When the CBN we say, he said 1.3 billion inflow. Guy, is something wrong with you? If the annual inflow from repatriation is 20 point something billion. Of course, they only 12 months in a year now. So it is normal for like 1.3 billion to enter. Why do you people not use your brains when you people are talking? I don't understand. I keep telling you that we are in the days of sense. Anything you say, they go analyze and which school you go, if they say make people, they bring qualification. Even Cardozo no go fit get the job now, based on the amount of intellectuals within Nigeria. Why are you people sucking up to the West? Life is not about money, it's about values. I have complained severally, I don't even know what to do again. But as we are entering this Ramadan, I am just using this, you know, to let us understand that values is more important than money. When Imole died, Mohbad, he was supposed to be a nobody, but they did his candlelight procession in quite a number of countries. His face was in New York, but he was never one of those regarded to be rich in life. Nelson Mandela was never rich. You understand? If you look at even Buhari, he was never rich when he got there. He's still not rich. But the things he has done, for all of us, as we, you know, hustle to make this money, please, let's make clean money and let's do good with the money we make. All this Zionistic inferiority of supremacy, you understand? And the fear that the African leaders are following based on some false empirical formulas. Because if it is really not madness, how can you say you belong to a UN when the World Bank will start that you will have wars in your country and you do not have the common sense to tell them back to sender? May I am not doing any business with you. To the point that the World Food Organization is actually now buying food based on that false data. And you are not now having food. And you don't have the guts. President Bola Ahmed Tinubu does not have the guts to ask one single question. He's not saying in small glass, how did they buy the food? Before you lift, you must buy. So you are living where they are buying it from. Because if you want to do something, it's a value chain. Stop talking to us as if we are idiots. Please, you are not that intelligent. I support you now. I agree. But I'll not be fool. I hold Tife. That's all I'm saying. I hold my Tife. I have my thinking cap on. Not that I'm wearing your cap. We know what's up. The world knows. And you know why or any reason why you got yourself there. But please, no, you can do better. Please do help me share, and please, we are all more valuable than money. We need money, yes, but we are all more valuable. Because, oh man, look at it now, Zimbabwe now. What they are saying. Zimbabwe chased out their aids now. Chased out USAID workers. Nigeria cannot take one single positive action. We have a puppet, the president, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The Ashiwaju himself is a puppet of the West. Thank you very much.